This week's Parsha is Parsha's Chayisara, and we are going to start in chapter 24, verse number 1. The Pasuk says, Avraham Zokin Ba Bayomim. Avraham is old, well in his years, or literally coming with his days, meaning that Avraham Avinu was very careful about every day of his life to serve Hashem in the proper way. Therefore, Avraham Avinu is coming with his days, meaning that he has always days with him, but simply it's translated that he is old. V'Hashem beirach es Avraham bakoil, and Hashem blessed Avraham Avinu with everything. Rashi mentions that bakoil is the numerical value ben, which translates as son, meaning the base is 2, the chaf is 20, the lamet is 30, that makes it 52, and ben, son, is 52. And Rashi says that since Avraham Avinu had a son, now he needed a shidduch for his son. Then the pasuk continues, Vayomer Avraham el avdoi zakan beisoi. Avraham Avinu said to his servant, the elder of his house, Hamoishel bechol asheloi, the one who ruled on everything that Avraham had, meaning he controlled everything that Avraham had, Simno yot chotas chazirechi, put your hands under my thigh. And the story goes that Avraham Avinu called Eliezer and made him swear that he is going to get a woman from his family, meaning from Avraham Avinu's family. And Eliezer swears, and then Eliezer goes on his way. Before we continue with the story, we are going to ask a few questions regarding this psukim. But first we have to introduce a Gemara in Yuma, Taf Kof Ches Amud Beis 28b. There the Gemara says, Omar Rab Choma Barab Chanina. Rab Choma, the son of Rab Chanina, said, Meyomem Shalav Oisenu, from the days of our forefathers, Loi Parsho Yeshiva Mem, they never departed from the academy. Meaning they always learned Torah. Oyuba Mitzrayim, they were in Egypt, Yeshiva Imayim, they had academy there. Shenemar, because written in Shmos chapter 3 verse 16, Lech Vos Saftos Kol Zikne Yisrael, you should go and gather all the elders of Israel. And we know from the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Lamed Beis, Amed Beis 32b, that Zokain means somebody who acquires wisdom, because Zokain is the two words, Zekana, this one acquired, and we say that he acquired wisdom. And we learn that from the Pasuk in Kedoshim, Vayikra, chapter 19, verse number 32, where it says, if they say Vatokum, from an elder you should get up, Vodarto, and you should honor Pnei Zokain, the face of a Zokain, which there it means the face of a Talmud Chacham, of a wise person. Then we see that every time he says the word Zokain means somebody who is wise, and the only way you could become wise is if you learn in a yeshiva, in academy. So we see that even when they were in Egypt, they also had academies, they also had learned Torah. The Gemara continues that Ayuba Midbar, that they were in the desert, Yeshiva Imayim, they still had academies in Yeshiva. Shenemar, because it's written in Bamidbar, chapter 11, verse 16, Osfoli, gather me, Shivim Ish Mizikne Israel, 70 men from the elders of Israel. Then we see again the word Zikne is written there. And since the word Zikne, elders, is written there, then we know that there was an academy. The Gemara continues, Avraham Avinu Zokin V'yoshev Yeshivayo. Avraham Avinu was an elder and he sat in yeshiva, meaning that he also sat in yeshiva. Shenemar, because written in this week's parsha, the pasuk that we started, Vavram Zokain Ba Bayomim. Avraham is an elder, he's well in his years, and he could only be an elder if he learned in yeshiva. Yitzchak Avinu Zokain V'yoshev B'Shivayo. Yitzchak Avinu was also an elder and he also learned yeshiva. Shenemar, because it's written in chapter 27, verse number 1, Vahik Zokain Yitzchak, that it was when Yitzchak became old, but it's written the word Zokain. From that we see that Yitzchak was also learning yeshiva. The Gemara continues, Yaakov Avinu Zokain V'yoshev B'Shivayo. Yaakov Avinu was also an elder and he was also learning yeshiva. Shenemar, because it's written in Bereshis chapter 48, verse number 10, Ve'enei Yisrael kavdu mezoiken, the eyes of Israel, the eyes of Yaakov, became heavy from age, from zoiken, and we learned that it became heavy from learning Torah, based on the precept that Torah mateses koichos shel adam. The Torah makes a person weak. Therefore, Yaakov Avinu, because he learned so much Torah, he became weak and he could not see. Then the Gemara continues, Eliezer Evet Avram, that Eliezer, the servant of Avram, Zokin v'yoyishiv b'shivayu, was also an elder and also learned the yeshiva, Shenema, because it's written in this week's Parsha, the second pasuk that we mentioned, v'yoymer Avram el Avdoi, Avram spoke to his servant, meaning Eliezer, Zakan Beisoi, the elder of his household, is written again the word Zakan, and from there we learn that Eliezer Evet Avram learned Torah, and the pasuk continues, Hamoishul b'chola shaloi, that Eliezer Evet Avram controlled everything that was his, meaning everything that was Avram's. The Gemara continues, Omar Rabbi Lazar says, what does it mean, Hamoishul b'chola shaloi, that Eliezer controlled everything that was Avram? Shemoishul b'toyres raboi, that he had dominion over the Torah of his master Avram, meaning that Eliezer also learned in yeshiva, and he received lessons from his master Avram. We see clearly that according to the opinion of Rabbi Chama Bar Hanina and according to the opinion of Rabbi Lozer, the meaning of this pasuk here that we are learning, that says that Avraham Avinu called his servant Zekan Beisoi Hamoishul B'chala Shaloi, that he called his servant Eliezer, because Eliezer was a Talmud Chacham and Eliezer learned in yeshiva. The question that we are going to ask is, why does the Torah need to tell me this here? Why does the Torah need to tell me that Avram Zokin Baba Yomim, that Avram is a Talmud Chacham, and Hashem blessed him with everything, meaning blessed him with a son, and therefore he's telling Eliezer, which is also Talmud Chacham, to go get a Shidduch to his son, to Yitzchak? Clearly, Avraham Avinu always learned Torah and always was in yeshiva. Then we have to understand, why does the Torah choose to only let me know the fact that Avraham Avinu learned Torah and was in yeshiva here when he's sending Eliezer, his servant, to get a wife to Yitzchak? Why doesn't the Torah tell me this previously? We have all the stories of Avraham Avinu. Somewhere the Torah could have mentioned that Avraham Avinu was a Zokin and he learned in yeshiva. Why specifically here, when he's sending Eliezer to get a wife to Yitzchak, the Torah decides to let me know that Avraham Avinu was a Zokin v'yoyishev b'shiva and he was always learning Torah? And the other question that you are going to ask is, why does the Torah need to stress now, when Avraham Avinu sends Eliezer, that Eliezer was also Zakan Beisoi, was also an elder and learned yeshiva? What difference does it make if Eliezer was an elder and learned yeshiva or not? He was going to do the message because Avraham Avinu sent him. What does the Torah want to tell me by the fact that the Torah tells me that Eliezer was a Zokin, was an elder and learned yeshiva? And another question we are going to have, according to Rabbi Lozer. Rabbi Lozer says that it's written, Amoishul b'chola shaloi, that he ruled on everything that his masters had. Rabbi Lozer says that Eliezer ruled over the Torah of his master, meaning that he knew the whole Torah that Avraham Avinu knew, because Eliezer learned from Avraham Avinu. That point that Eliezer learned Torah, we don't have to learn from here, because Rabbi Lozer himself says that this point that Eliezer learned Torah from Avraham Avinu, we already learn from what is written in chapter 15, verse number 2. There, Avraham Avinu is complaining to Hashem. Vayomer Avram, Avram says, Hashem Elohim, Hashem, matitli, what are you going to give me? Meaning, what's the point of giving me anything? Vanoichi oile hariri, and I am childless. Uvan meshek baisi, and the steward of my house, meaning the one who controls my house, who damesek Eliezer. It's damesek, is the steward Eliezer. Rabbi Lazar says, what does it mean, damesek Eliezer? Damesek Eliezer is an acronym, Shadoila, that he draws, Umashka, and he gives to drink, Metoiras Raboi Lacherim, from the Torah of his master to others, meaning that Eliezer takes the Torah of Avraham Avinu and he teaches others that Torah. Then we see already from Parshas Lech Lecha that Eliezer was a Talmid Chacham, was a scholar, and he learned Torah because he learned from Avraham Avinu and he taught others that Torah, then why does the Torah need to tell me again here, Bahamoishul Bechala Shaloi, that Eliezer ruled over the Torah of his Rabbi? What is the point of telling me now again that Eliezer was a great Torah scholar? Another question that we are going to ask is that the Medrash Rabbe in Parsha Nun Tes, Simon Ches, says that what does it mean, Zekan Beisoi, the elder of his house? The Medrash says that it's Ziv Ekunim Doimeloi, that the facial expression of Eliezer resembled the expression of Avraham Avinu. That Zekan is putting the words together, Ziv Ekunim, which means facial expression. There are those that take this Medrash to mean literally, meaning that Eliezer literally resembled Avraham Avinu, and because of that, the Pardas Yosef in chapter 24, verse number 34, where Eliezer tells Besuel and Lavan, Evet Avraham Anoichi, I'm the servant of Avraham Avinu, and Meforshim are bothered, why does he start with this statement? And the Pardas Yosef explains that since his face literally resembled the face of Avraham Avinu, then people may mistakenly think that he is Avraham Avinu and all this wealth is his. Therefore, Eliezer wants to dispel this belief by saying that Evet Avraham Anoichi, that I'm only the servant of Avraham Avinu and I am not Avraham Avinu. And the Shemer Roish explains that based on this idea, we understand what happened in Pasuk number 64, where it says, Vatisa Rivko Eseineo, Rivko raised her eye, Vatere Zitzchok, and she saw Yitzchok, Vatipol Malagomol, and she fell from the camel, and then Vatoimer Eloevet, and she spoke to the servant, Mio Ish Aloze, Ha'olech Basoda Likroseinu, who is the man that is walking in the field towards us? And Mefarshim asked, why did she fall if she didn't know who it was? But Sefer Shemer Rosh explains that since Eliezer resembled Avraham Avinu, and he said, Evet Avraham Anoichi, that I look like Avraham, but I'm not really Avraham. And later on, Parshas told us in the first Pasuk, where it's chapter 25, verse number 19, where it says, Ve'ele toido is Yitzchak ben Avraham, and these are the offsprings of Yitzchak, the son of Avraham. Avraham holds Yitzchak. Avraham is the one that gave birth to Yitzchak. Rashi already asked if it's already written that Yitzchak ben Avraham, that this is Yitzchak, the son of Avraham. Automatically I know that Avraham begat Yitzchak, that Avraham gave birth to Yitzchak. Rashi explains that the mockers of the generations were making fun of Yitzchak and they were saying that Me'avimelech nisabro Sarah, that Sarah became pregnant from a relation of Avimelech, and really the father of Yitzchak is Avimelech. Therefore Hashem made a miracle, and Hashem changed the facial expression to Yitzchak to resemble Avraham Avinu. Like that, everybody testified that Avraham holds Yitzchak, that Avraham is the one who begat Yitzchak, that he is the father of Yitzchak. Then comes out that if Eliezer's facial expression resembles Avraham and Yitzchak resembles Avraham, that means that Yitzchak resembles Eliezer. Therefore, when she saw this person which resembled Eliezer, she fell. But she wasn't sure yet if that is Yitzchak or Avraham or any other relative. Therefore, she asked who that person was. But the fact that Eliezer looked like Avraham and Yitzchak looked like Avraham, that is the reason why she recognized Yitzchak and why she fell from the camel. And just as a side note, there was another person that resembled Avraham Avinu, and that person is Lot, because on Perik Yud Gimel, Pasuk number Ches, where it says, Ki Anoshim Achim Anachnu, because we are brothers, the Medrash Rabbe in Parsha Mem Aleph Simen Vav says, V'chi Achim Hayu, they were brothers, they were not brothers. Lot was the brother-in-law, or Lot was the nephew of Avraham Avinu. The Medrash answers, Elushoyo Klaster Panov Doimeloi, that the looks of Lot was the same look as Avraham Avinu. So we see, according to this interpretation, that three people looked like Avraham Avinu. That is Yitzchak, Eliezer, his servant, and Lot, his brother-in-law or nephew. But other mefarshim explained that Ziv Ekunim is something completely different. It means the shine of the face, because when the Medrash wants to say that the face looked like the other, then the Medrash would use the same language as it used by Lost, Klastar Ponev, the facial looks, but not Ziv Ekunim, which means the facial shine. And furthermore, they explain that the Medrash Rabbe says afterwards, Amoishul B'chol Asherloi, that he ruled everything that he had. The Medrash says, Choyushalot B'yitzroi K'moisoi, that Eliezer ruled over his evil inclination in the same way that Avraham Avinu ruled over his evil inclination. Then the question is, what is the connection between Ziv Ekunim and ruling over your evil inclination? Therefore, Mefarshim explained that since a person was born with a Tzelem Elohim, with an image of Hashem, and unfortunately, every time a person sins, he somewhat reduces that Tzelem Elohim from his face. He takes away that image of Hashem from his face, and you could see the sins on his face. But when the person repents and the person controls the Yetzer Hara, then he receives again that shine of his face. And Avraham Avinu had that shine. And Eliezer Evet Avraham also has the Ziv Ekunim, also had that shine of the face. And that's why the Medrash says, how did he have the shine of the face? Shoyushalut beYitzroi Komoiser, because he ruled over everything that he had, meaning he ruled over his own Yetzer Hara, over his evil inclination, in the same way that Avraham Avinu ruled over his Yetzer Hara. Therefore, Eliezer Evet Avraham had the Ziv Ekunim, the facial light, in the same way that Avraham Avinu had the facial light, meaning that he had the Tzelem Elohim as Avraham had the Tzelem Elohim. Then according to this, we have to ask, why does the Torah specifically, when Avraham Avinu is sending Eliezer to get a wife to Yitzchak, tell me this idea that Eliezer was such a lofty person that he controlled his Yetzer Hara and he had his facial light in the same way that Avraham Avinu had his facial light? Why specifically here? The simple answer I wanted to give is based on the Cheskoni, which the Cheskoni says that Skan Besoi, that he was the oldest in his house. The Cheskoni translates it literally that he was the Kan Besoi, he was the oldest in his house. The Cheskoni says that the reason it's written that he was the oldest in his house to tell you that Ein Lechashdoi Al Aroyes, that Avraham Avinu was not worried about Eliezer committing immorality with the new bride for Yitzchak, because Eliezer was so old. And Mefarshim ask, what does age have to do with a person committing immorality? Even an old person could have a Yetzer Hara, could have evil inclination to commit immorality. Then how does it help the fact that he was old? And another question that they ask is that it's known that Avodim Chashudim Al Arois, that slaves usually do immorality. Then how did Avraham Avinu send Eliezer to pick a wife for Yitzchak if Eliezer is a slave and slaves are suspected of committing immorality, that slaves are immoral? I wanted to say that this is the reason why the Pasuk introduces this story by saying that Avraham Zokim Babayomim, that Avraham learned in Yeshiva and he knew the Halacha, but also Eliezer also learned in Yeshiva, meaning Eliezer was a Torah scholar. Therefore Eliezer is not Choshud Al Aroyes anymore. He's not like regular slaves that are suspected of committing immorality because he had a lot of Torah. And also, maybe that's why the Medrash Rabbe explains that Ziv Ekunim, that the facial shine was the same as Avraham Avinu, that he was able to have his Tzelem Elohim, his image of Hashem, in the same way that Avraham Avinu had his image of Hashem. And the way that he got that image of Hashem is because Hamoishel b'chol Asheloi, because he was able to control his Yetzer Hara in the same way that Avraham Avinu was able to control his Yetzer Hara, his evil inclination. Therefore, Avraham Avinu decided that he could trust Eliezer, that since Eliezer had this shine, which you only get if you require your Tzelem Elohim, your image of Hashem, and that only comes if you are able to control your evil inclination, Then Avraham Avinu knew that he could trust Eliezer, that Eliezer will not do anything with Rivka because he was such a lofty person. And that's why the Torah makes a point to introduce this fact before Eliezer is sent out on the mission of getting a wife for Yitzchak, to let you know that Eliezer is above suspicion and therefore Avraham Avinu sent him. As a matter of fact, there is a Medrash Yalkut Shimoni, which Yalkut Shimoni actually says that Yitzchak suspected Eliezer of committing immorality with Rivka. And the Medrash is in Remez Kuf Ches 108 on Pasuk number 64. Pasuk says, Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuch Basada. Yitzchak went out to pray in the field. The Medrash is wondering, Meheichon Yatza, from where did Yitzchak come out from? Because written that Yitzchak came out. The Medrash answers, Megan Eden, that Yitzchak came out of Gan Eden. According to most Meforshim, after the miracle of the Akedah, of the binding of Isaac, where Yitzchak survived, Yitzchak went to Gan Eden, and now he's coming out to Gan Eden, and he's going to pray in the field. Then the Medrash continues, that's written, that as soon as Rivka saw Yitzchak, Vatipol me'al gomel, she fell from the camel. The Medrash is wondering, why did Rivka fall from the camel? The Medrash says, Lefisher wasa baruch hakodesh, because she saw with divine prophecy, she'asid lotzeis mimeno Esav harasha, that Esav, the evil one, is going to come out of her, meaning that he is going to be her descendant. Nizdaza, she got distraught, ve'nases mukazeis, ve'yotza mimeno dam besulim, and she fell on a piece of wood, and she lost her virginity. Miyad omra kodesh baruch le'Gavriel, Hashem right away told Gavriel, the angel, Reid u'shmoires adam, be careful to watch this blood, shelo yasriach, that it should not get putrid, v'lo yevoy mum, and nothing should happen to this blood. The Medrash continues that Bo Yitzchak aleo, that Yitzchak had relations with Rivka, v'lo yematzala besulim, and found out that she is not a virgin. Chashdo Eliezer, Yitzchak suspected that she had relations with Eliezer on the way. Omalo, Yitzchak tells Rivka, Besulosayich Eichonhen, where is your virginity? Amraloi, Rivka tells him, Keshnofalti mina gamol, when I fell from the camel, Naseisi mukasaitz, I lost my virginity. Amarla, Yitzchak tells her, Sheker at medaberes, you are lying to me. El Eliezer pogabach, Eliezer had relations with you. Venishbeloi shenogabach, Rivka swore that Eliezer never touched her. Alchu matzu eitz, Savuadam, they went and they found that the wood is colored with blood, meaning they found that wood that Gavriel was watching. Miyad yada Yitzchak, Sheitoira Yitzchak knew that she was not lying to him. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Mo esel oevet azeh shoyu chashut, what can I do now to reward Eliezer that he was suspected of doing something wrong and he didn't do? Omar leMalach HaShor, he told the angels, Achnesiu chai beGan Eden, bring Eliezer alive to Gan Eden. The Medrash continues that Eliezer, who Eliezer ben Nimrod, this is Eliezer, the son of Nimrod. Vehutamiya gedoyla, we have a huge amazement. What's the amazement? Yitzchak yotza mi Gan Eden chai. Yitzchak came out of Gan Eden alive, because it's written here that Yitzchak came out, and the Medrash said that he came out from Gan Eden. That means that he was alive while he was in Gan Eden. Veeliezer nechnas le Gan Eden chai. And Eliezer merited to come in to Gan Eden alive because he was suspected by Yitzchak and he didn't do anything wrong. Therefore, Hashem gave him the reward that he came alive to Gan Eden. But nonetheless, we see that Yitzchak suspected Eliezer of committing immorality. And the only reason that Yitzchak suspected Eliezer of committing immorality is because Eliezer was a slave. But Avraham Avinu knew that he wouldn't do something like that, because Avraham Avinu saw that Zivekunim Shaloi, that he has the same facial radiance, facial shine as Avraham Avinu, because he has a Tzelem Elohim, he has the image of Hashem, and is able to control his Yetzer Hara, his evil inclination. Therefore, the Torah introduces this idea that Eliezer was a lofty person and is controlling his Yetzer Hara to let everybody know that really Eliezer is above reproach, even though Yitzchak is eventually going to suspect him And because Yitzchak suspects him, therefore Eliezer gets a reward that he comes in alive to Gan Eden. Sefer Meshivas Nefesh answers this question, why the Torah writes down that Eliezer was a Torah scholar, even though the Torah wrote before, and why is it important to let you know this before Eliezer goes to his mission. And he explains that this is to prove that Eliezer had Hacheskas Kashrus, that we had on Eliezer an assumption that he was a righteous person, and therefore Avraham Avinu made him swear, meaning that there is a prohibition against swearing falsely, and if you know that somebody is going to swear falsely, then you are precluded from making him swear, because you are thereby transgressing the prohibition of Lifnei Iver Lo Yisiten Michshol, that you should not put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. And the Talmud expands this by saying that if you know somebody is going to transgress a crime, you're not allowed to facilitate or cause him to transgress a crime. Therefore, if Avraham Avinu wasn't sure about Eliezer, then Avraham Avinu could not make Eliezer swear, because Eliezer may be swearing falsely. But since it's written that Avraham Avinu knew that Eliezer is Kan Beisoy, that Eliezer learned Torah, now if Eliezer learned Torah, and also Eliezer's shine was like Avraham Avinu's shine, that he was able to control his evil inclination, then Avraham Avinu knew that Eliezer would not swear falsely. Therefore, Avraham Avinu made Eliezer swear. Had Avraham Avinu not known for sure that Eliezer is a Torah scholar, and Eliezer is a person beyond reproach, then Avraham Avinu would not make him swear, because you would be transgressing Lifnei Iver Lo Yisiten Michshol, that is putting a stumbling block in front of Eliezer. But now that he knows that Eliezer is a Torah scholar, and Eliezer is beyond reproach, therefore Avraham Avinu is comfortable by making him swear in Hashem that he is going to go to his homeland and find a wife for Yitzchak. We could give an additional answer to the original question with the idea that the Belzer Rebbe uses to answer a different question. The Belzer Rebbe notes that in Pasuk number 10 it says, Vayikach Oevet, that the servant took, meaning Eliezer took, Asoro Gmalim, 10 camels, Migmali Adoinov, from the camels of his master. And Rashi explains that it was recognized that it was from the master, because the camels went out muzzled in order that they shouldn't eat from somebody else's property. Vayelech, and he went, meaning that Eliezer went. Vechol tuv adoinov beyadoi, and all the goodness of his master was in his hand. Rashi explains what does it mean, tuv adoinov beyadoi, that the goodness of his master was in his hand. Rashi says that Shtar Matona Kosav Yitzchok al Kol HaSheloi, that Avraham Avinu wrote a gift document to Yitzchok on everything that he had, Kedei Sheikotzvo Lishloach Loi Bitam, that people should send their daughter to marry Yitzchok, meaning that Yitzchok was a wealthy man, therefore people would want to marry Yitzchok. Then the pasuk says Vayokom, and he stood, Vayelech El Ram Naraim, and he went to Aram Naraim, Elir Nochor, to the city of Nochor. The Belzer Rebbe asks, why is it written two times the words Vayelech? First it says that he took 10 camels, Vayelech, and he went, and then it says, V'chol tuva doinov beyadoi, and all the goodness of the master was in his hand, and then it says, Vayokom Vayelech, that he stood up and went. Then why does it say again that he went? Yuri, he went before. He took 10 camels of his masters and went. Then why does the Torah have to say again that Vayokom, that he stood up, Vayelech, and he went? The Belzer Rebbe says, based on the Pasuk on chapter 24, verse 42, where it says, Va'ovoy hayoim ela'ayin, and I came today to the well. Rashi says, what does it mean that you came today to the well? It's a long distance from Avraham's house to Aram Naraim, to Nochor. Rashi says, Hayom Yotzasi v'hayom Basi. Today I left Avraham Avinu in Hebron, v'hayom Basi, and today I came here, Mikan, from here you learn, Shekavtso lo ya'aretz, that the earth jumped to him, meaning that he had kfitzas aderech, that he had the road coming close to him, and that's how he was able to make such a huge distance in one day. That is how Eliezer was able to say that today I left and today I came. Then the Be'al Zerabe brings the Ohev Yisrael, which the Ohev Yisrael brings the Baal Shem Tov. That the Baal Shem Tov says that the holy name of Hashem that allows a person to have kfitzas aderech, to jump the road, comes from the initials of the words in the beginning of the Torah, in Bereshis chapter 1, verse number 1, where he says, Bereshis bara Elokim, in the beginning Hashem created, es hashamayim, the heavens, ve es haaretz, and the earth, the initials of es hashamayim, ve es haaretz, are aleph, hey, vav, hey, because the es has the aleph, the hashamayim has the hey, the ve'es has the vav, haaretz has the hey. That name of Hashem, aleph, hey, vav, hey, is the name of Hashem that causes the earth to jump. And Hashem already in the beginning of the creation of the world, He already made a system that if you pronounce the name of Hashem that comprises of Aleph, Hey, Vav, Hey, you're able to jump great distances in a short time. The Ohev Yisrael says that coincidentally, when Eliezer said, V'avoy hayoim Elohim, that I came today to the well, when Rashi says that I left today, I came today, the initials of the verse V'avoy hayoim Elohim, the Vav of V'avoy, the Hey of Hayoim, the Aleph of El, the Hey of the Ayin, is also the same letters as the Shem Hashem, as the name of Hashem that causes the earth to jump. Therefore, Eliezer was able to jump and come in a short time to Nachor, to Aram Naraim. And the Ohev Yisrael says that don't wonder that this is not the same name as Aleph, Hey, Vav, Hey, meaning true that all the letters are the same, but in order to effectuate Kfitzas Aderech, that you should walk quickly, you require to have the name of Hashem written Aleph, Hey, Vav, Hey, in the same way that is written Es Hashomayim Ve'es Haaretz. The initials is Aleph, Hey, Vav, Hey. But the Ohev Yisrael says that it makes a difference. When you want that you walk quickly a great distance, meaning that you are giving like huge steps, then the Shem Hashem Aleph, Hey, Vav, Hey is effective. But when you want the opposite, you want to stay in one place and you want the earth to contract, you want the earth to come to you, then the Shem Hashem Vav, Hey, Aleph, Hey is the one that brings the earth to you. That's why Rashi doesn't say Shekav Tzoloi HaDerech. Yashe says Shekav Tzoloi HaOretz, that the earth contracted and he was able to come in the same time. Meaning that the letters are the same, but depending how you pronounce the letters, if you pronounce Aleph, Hey, Vav, Hey, then the earth is going to stay in the same way, but you are going to give steps and you're going to get huge steps and going to get closer. But when you reverse the name and you make it Vav, Hey, Aleph, Hey, then you are able to stay in one place and you are able to have the earth contract and the earth move closer to you. According to this, the Be'al Zerabe explains, now we understand why it's written two times the word Vayelech. And the Be'al Zerabe says that if you take a look, the name Aleph, Hey, Vav, Hey, or Vav, Hey, Aleph, Hey, both are the numerical value 17. Because the Aleph is 1, the Hey is 5, that's 6, the Vav is 6, that's 12, and the Hey is 5, that's 17. And the same way, if you reverse the letters, it's also 17. 17 is also the numerical value of the word Tov, good, or Tuv, all the goodness of the Master. Tuv is Tet, which is 9, Vav is 6, that makes it 15, and then the Vase is 2, that's 17. Therefore, the Be'al Zerabe explains that this is the meaning of the Pasuk. Vayikach Ohevet, that Eliezer took, Asara Gmalim Gmali Adoinov, 10 camels from the camels of his masters. Vayelach, and he went, but don't think that he went by foot. V'chol tuv adoinov beyadoi, he took the tuv, He took the shame Hashem that causes the earth to contract, that is numerical value 2, numerical value 17, and that he took in his head. Therefore, Vayokom, he stood in one place, Vayelech Aram Naraim, and he came to Aram Naraim, meaning that he didn't actually walk. He came to Aram Naraim and he was there without moving because the earth came to him. Sefer Shemeroch explains what is the difference if the earth comes to him or he comes to the earth. Meaning, what's the difference if he gives huge steps and comes closer to Aram Naraim or he stays in one place? Sefer Shemeroch answers that based on the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis 43b, where the Gemara there says that Psio Gasa, that a big step, not tell us, Echaz Mechomesh Meos, takes away 1/500 Mi Mo'or Einav Shalodom, from the light of the eyes of a person, meaning it takes away from your eyes, then it makes a big difference if you walk huge steps, because then you would have hurt your eyes. Or if you make the reverse, that the earth comes to you, then you stay stationary, then you don't take huge steps, automatically you don't hurt your eyes. Therefore, says Sefer Shemeroch, that this is exactly what Eliezer Evet Avraham said, Va'oboy hayoim Elohim, that came today to the well, but it has a double meaning. Rashi says, what does it mean I came today to the well, that today I left and today I came? From here you learn, that the earth contracted to him, that the earth came to him. How does Rashi know that? Maybe Eliezer made huge steps, meaning he made it the other way around, and he came today because he walked quickly and he walked big steps. True that the initials V'avoyayoyim Eloayim, that I came today to the well, according to the Ohev Israel, are the Shem, are the name of Hashem, that causes the earth to contract. But nonetheless, Sefer Shemeroch says that by him saying that I came today Eloayim to the well, but Ayin also means I, that means I came today to the eye, meaning I didn't lose any part of my eye by coming today, because the earth contracted to me and I didn't lose anything from the eye. Just as a side note, Sefer Shemeroch translates the pasuk that's written in chapter 24, verse number 29, where the pasuk says, Rivka ach, Rivka has a brother, Shmoy Lavan, and his name is Lavan, Vayoretz Lavan Eloish, Achutzo Eloin. Lavan ran to the man outside to the well. Rashi asks a question, Lomarot Valmarot, why did he run and for what did he run? Rashi answers, Vayiki Roises Anezim, for upon seeing the nose ring, Omar, Lavan says, Oshir Huze, this person is rich, meaning Eliezer is rich, the Nosan Enof Bemamoin, and he set his eye on the money. That is the normal interpretation that we give to Rashi. But Sefer Shemeroch says that Rashi's question is much deeper, that since running causes you to lose your eyesight, then Lomarots Vamarots, why is Lavan running and for what is he running? Rashi answers that Lavan thought Eliezer is wealthy and he wanted to take that money. When Nosan Enov, and he gave his eyes, meaning he risked his eye, Bemamoin, because of the money. Not that he wanted to get the money of Eliezer, he risked his eye because of money. He thought he's going to gain something out of it, therefore he was willing to run and thereby risking his eye. But nonetheless, according to the Belzer Rebbe, and according to Sefer Ohev Israel, and according to the Sefer Shemeroch, Eliezer Evet Avraham was able to be mechaven, was able to have the proper intention by pronouncing the name of Hashem that comes out of the word V'ovoy Hayoim Elohim, that I come today to the well, and he was able to do it in order to get the earth to contract to him. And Eliezer Evet Avraham clearly says that this he learned from Avraham Avinu, because according to the Belzer Rebbe, when Eliezer Evet Avraham said V'chol Tuv Adoinov B'yadoi, that all the goodness of his master was in his hand, the word Tuv is numerical value 17, and that is the same numerical value of the name of Hashem that causes the earth to come close to you. And since he says that this Tuv was Adoinov B'yadoi, was the master that gave him in his hand, then clearly Avraham Avinu is the one that taught Eliezer the Shem Hashem that causes the earth to contract and come close to him. But the question is that we know that halachically we are not allowed to teach these secrets of the Torah only for somebody who is worthy, only for somebody who is a Torah scholar, only for somebody who is fearful of sin. And then how did Avraham Avinu teach this to Eliezer? Therefore, the Torah introduces and says that Eliezer was Kan Beisoy, he was the scholar of his house, and also Zive Kunim, that he had also the facial shine as Avraham Avinu, that he was able to control his evil inclination, meaning that he was a lofty and pious person. And if you are a lofty and pious person, then Avraham Avinu could give him the name of Hashem that causes you to travel faster. He could give him the secrets of the Torah. Therefore, the Torah introduces, before it tells what happened to Eliezer, that Eliezer was a Torah scholar, and he also was a man that is fearful of sin. Therefore, Avraham Avinu could transfer to him all that he learned, and could transfer to him also the secrets of Hashem's name that causes the earth to contract. And Hashem Yisbarach should help that in the same way that the Gemara says, there was always Torah learning amongst our forefathers and amongst the Jewish people, that we should continue to learn Torah, and if we do that, we will merit to have Mashiach come, the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt. Bimheira b'yomeinu, Amen.